then I'll invite St. Kitts and Nevis to introduce their paper.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and I'm grateful that this conference is able to give us the opportunity to present a short resolution which speaks to the supplemental financial support for hosting of IWC 58. Mr. Chairman, St. Kitts and Nevis is proposing that this conference, after hearing the Finance and Administration Committee report, that we no longer really look at the situation of taking the responsibility for asking this conference to increase the budget for hosting of IWC meetings in the future. The reason for this, Mr. Chairman, is to make sure that we understand the situation of St. Kitts and Nevis and to assist us as quickly as possible in supplementing the present allocation that was allocated to St. Kitts and Nevis. Mr. Chairman, I am not going back over the proposals that were submitted to the Finance and Administrative Committee, but just to indicate, Mr. Chairman, that St. Kitts and Nevis took the opportunity in 2004 to host IWC 58. And since then, Mr. Chairman, we have found ourselves into some financial situations where the first one, Mr. Chairman, is that in 2005, July to be exact, the government of St. Kitts and Nevis had to close its sugar industry, which is an industry that we were receiving over $30 million in foreign income to our country. And that has come to an end, Mr. Chairman, due to the high cost of production and the reduction in the preferential prices of our sugar, which was submitted by the EU in September and October of 2004. And since then, immediately, the government took a decision that the 2005 sugar crop, which ends in July, that will be the last sugar crop. Mr. Chairman, the government had to pay out $44 million in compensation to the former sugar workers, and this was really a high cost for the government of St. Kitts and Nevis. In addition to paying out all of that money, Mr. Chairman, the increase of oil prices on the world market has caused a spiral increase in shipping and air freight, and also local transportation. The increase in oil prices has also caused the increase in the electricity rates here in St. Kitts and Nevis. I must indicate to this conference that the electricity department is owned by the government of St. Kitts and Nevis, and we had to subsidize the price to the consumers in order to assist our citizens over a period of time. Mr. Chairman, the cause of this financial situation here in St. Kitts and Nevis, we had to do some reallocation of our budget in order to meet some of those costs that I've just spoken to. In addition, Mr. Chairman, I want to indicate that since we accepted the meeting in 2004, in January of 2005, St. Kitts developed a provisional budget. In February of 2005, Mr. Chairman, the Secretary of IWC visited St. Kitts and the Marriott Hotel to undertake an inspection of the hotel facilities. In August of 2005, St. Kitts Nevis launched the local advisory committee for hosting this meeting. And by September, we were able to receive the estimates of the cost for the hotel accommodation. And I want to use this point, Mr. Chairman, to indicate that in September, this is the first time we were aware of the cost of the hotel facilities, not accommodation for delegates, but the meeting facilities and so forth. And the information that we received then was that it was going to cost us $500,000 US for all of the conference rooms and the other facilities that the hotel had offered to assist us in making sure that this conference is a success. One of the reasons given, Mr. Chairman, and we recognize this, is that the hotel is the only hotel on the island that have the capacity in terms of a conference facility, which we are enjoying here, the only one. And because of that, Mr. Chairman, we were told that we are going to have all of these facilities for this long period, and therefore the cost for this had to be in the range of $500,000. The government of St. Kitts and Nevis is still debating this with the management of the hotel, and we are hoping that this will be reduced. But in the meantime, Mr. Chairman, the cost for this aspect of the conference is approximately $500,000, which is almost the amount of monies that was allocated by the Secretariat to the local organizing committee. In addition, Mr. Chairman, the meeting equipment, that again has cost us some quite a bit of funds, to which we had to rent, not within the island, but outside of the island of St. Kitts and Nevis. And this has cost us a substantial amount of money. And Mr. Chairman, the matter of national security was another area that we had to beef up, and the budget reflected also that cost. So I want to indicate, Mr. Chairman, that these figures were not with us in the very early stages, and as I've said, we are still discussing how we can find some accommodation with the hotel. Mr. Chairman, we proceeded to making sure that after receiving the information and putting our budget together, we submitted that to the Secretariat and indicated immediately to the Secretariat in London that we need some support in addition to the amount of monies that was allocated for the local organizing committee. Mr. Chairman, that after discussion with the Secretariat, we were advised that there was need for us whether or not to ask the commissioners and member countries to vote through the communication of a letter to support St. Kitts and Nevis. And I felt, Mr. Chairman, that it was best for us to meet face to face and to get the commissioners together and to see whether or not they're willing. However, we were able to put another proposal forward, and that proposal was to write to all member countries, asking them for a voluntary contribution towards the offsetting of the excess monies. And in so doing, Mr. Chairman, those letters were sent through the Secretariat, who advised that those letters were sent. I must report, Mr. Chairman and delegates, that to date we have not received any response from any member country. Only one NGO, Mr. Chairman, have made a small contribution of $50,000 US. Mr. Chairman, I wish to indicate that from the FNA report, we recognize that member states are talking about these amount of monies will cause an increase in member states' contribution. And since then, we have reviewed our position, and we have agreed, Mr. Chairman, that we are asking through this resolution that conference here today give us the opportunity to lend our support, to lend your support for the amount of monies that is in the reserves, to for St. Kitts and Nevis to at least receive some funds out of that reserve in order to assist the additional funds in terms of the deficit that is before us at this time. Mr. Chairman, I am advised that the reserves have the level, it's about 120% of the targeted level for the reserves. And this morning I was advised that if we were going to request the full amount of £386,000, that it will reduce the reserves below the targeted amount that the reserves should be at. And therefore, I have agreed, Mr. Chairman, if it is okay with this conference, that we seek from conference the approval for the reserves to make a contribution of £200,000. And that in itself, Mr. Chairman, will not create any harm to the present reserve as it stands. Mr. Chairman, I want to advise member states here today that St. Kitts and Nevis recognize what we're asking for. It is our responsibility, yes, Mr. Chairman. However, because of one, the increase in oil prices, which has carried up the prices throughout St. Kitts and Nevis, and I dare say other countries, Mr. Chairman, and also because of the closure of the sugar industry, St. Kitts and Nevis is requesting that this body take into account the special, exceptional case of St. Kitts and Nevis and lend the support to our resolution that is before this floor. And I hope that, Mr. Chairman, we will have the support of all member states here today. Mr. Chairman, the resolution, as I have said, is very clear, and I believe I can read it if it's necessary for all to have the resolution to be read. It says, supplemental financial support for hosting IWC 58, proposal of St. Kitts and Nevis. Whereas the Secretariat has reported to the Commission its finding concerning the cost of holding the annual meeting of the IWC, noting in particular the inadequacy of the current budgetary provision, noting the urgent nature of the economic difficulties of the government of St. Kitts and Nevis, resulting from the closure of its sugar industry and the failed materialization of promised financial aid. And this, Mr. Chairman, in terms of the financial aid, we have been advised by the European Union that upon closing our sugar industry, they are going to assist us in order to help us to diversify our economy for us to put some project proposals forward and for them to assist. To date, we have not received. We have already submitted our adaptation strategy for the diversification, and we are awaiting some assistance from the EU. Aware of the inability of the government of St. Kitts and Nevis to meet some of the financial obligations related to the hosting of IWC 58 and its request for financial assistance from IWC members and the Commission, understanding that the IWC's budget reserves are at a level of 120% of the target level, now therefore the Commission decides that an extra budgetary amount of £386,406 be provided from the IWC's budgetary reserves to the government of St. Kitts and Nevis. And I dare say, as I have said earlier, recognizing the amount that we can take from the reserves, we can correct that figure to say £200,000. And the final portion notes that the provision of said amount from the reserves would not affect members' contribution, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I think it is very clear that we have tried our best, and the St. Kitts and Nevis, as a small island developing state, do have the right, Mr. Chair. However, recognizing the situation since we have accepted, I am really asking this body to assist St. Kitts and Nevis at this time, and as I have said, it's an exceptional case to which we put to this body. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.